I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Launching studies on the potential contribution of some of the SSRI drugs and some of the other psychiatric drugs that might be contributing to violence. You know, many of them on there have black box warnings that warn of suicidal ideation and homicidal ideation. So we can't exclude those as a culprit.
Oh, we can. That is our Health and Human Services Secretary, RFK Jr. He's talking about the shooter that slaughtered children at a Catholic mass in Minneapolis the other day. He was a trans. He was 22 years old, but at age 17 decided he was no longer going to be a boy, that he was probably a girl. And he apparently started some different puberty blockers, things of that nature. We don't have all the details of his medical record at this point. But we know enough that a lot of these drugs being given to these kids as they make, quote, a transition, it messes with their mind. And these children are already suffering some mental illness. They need help. Not some doctor saying, oh, well, let's chop off a perfectly good part of your body and let's put you on puberty blockers, which you will be on the rest of your life. And many who have gone that route have regretted it, and you can't go back. A lot of folks point to Bruce Jenner, Olympic gold medalist, outstanding athlete, became not Bruce Jenner, but changed to female. But he did it when he was 50 plus, more than old enough to make such a decision, and has had no regrets. But that's coming at an age of 50 or more. When kids can't even tell you what they want for dinner, how are they going to tell you what they want the rest of their life to be? And there are adults that we often question, what are we doing? But these children are adolescents growing up, growing through puberty, and learning things are not always going to be fine and rosy. You're just going to have to deal with it, suck it up, cope with it. We have moved past that. What we end up doing is, oh, they need special attention. They do. And yet they don't. They don't need drugs and surgery. They might need counseling and some drugs that would help in that area, but not starting to transform their basic body makeup. So RFK Jr. says, I think we need to do a full study on these drugs that are being used on these children. I think he's right. Will that explain the shooting the other day? I don't know. We'll have to find out. But considering that that child, I say that young man, wrote a manifesto talking about how he wishes he had not been brainwashed and it was too late to go back, suggests that he was extremely disturbed and he was anti-Catholic, anti-religion, all about satanic worship. There's a lot to unload there. But the bottom line is, funerals are being held for two children who were sitting in a Catholic mass when bullets started ripping through the church altar. And others are recovering from the physical injuries. And all of those in that room will be recovering from the emotional injuries. Thank you for joining us on our number one, Larry Connors USA, August 29, 2025. And I remind you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter. You go to Larry Connors USA, Rumble, Facebook, and everything goes up as a podcast later in case you miss anything and you want to go back and hear or watch it again. And more importantly, to share with others. I love it when you share. You simply push the share button as you're watching or listening to the podcast, and it goes to someone that you want to share with. You'll find the podcast at NewsTalkSTL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And with Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will finish this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. Can I make it a basic rule? Make sure I'm giving you new information. We'll compare at the end of the hour. You see what you learn. In our next hour, the second hour, there's a call for a new study on greenhouse gases. Are they harmful, or has this just been a big scam? We'll get into that in our second hour. Later in this hour, how Putin wants to continue the war and how he's doing it, and there seems to be no other way short of maybe really escalating to put a stop to it. You'll hear from retired four-star general Jack King. Now back to the shooting in Minneapolis the other day. Reference the treatment of trans and everything. Immediately there were calls from the police chief, rather the mayor, I should say, and even lieutenant governor of the state, don't go penalize our trans community. No one has even said that. But they want to jump in on two things. One, the guns. We need more control of the guns. And two, don't go attack our gay and trans community. NPR did a piece yesterday, and their correspondent responded to commentary that the shooter was being transgender, which, by the way, some of the networks really sidestepped that the best they could ever announce that, and that he was white. A co-host asked one of their guests on NPR, who's considered a domestic extremist correspondent. I want to question that there's been a lot of discussion among some conservatives in the media about how the shooter's gender identity might be relevant. What do researchers you're talking to, what are they saying? And the response, no. So, basically, in a 2020 court order, it was noted the shooter, born a male, identifies as a female. Now the numbers simply don't bear out the idea that trans people are disproportionately responsible for mass shootings in the U.S. But the trans community in the U.S. is vulnerable, and that could potentially make them susceptible to online radicalization in ways others may not be. I think that is pretty much right. Transgenders are not carrying out mass shootings all over. And yes, if they see more radicalization online, then they might become more radical. But also those drugs, we need to know. We need to know. There was a spokeswoman on News Nation describing her view.
I think it's really important for people to understand why people on the right got so upset by the Democrats' response. What happened was a person who seems to be a trans person murdered praying Catholics. And the Democrats' response was to rush to attack prayer and then defend the trans community. So there was a reversal of the victim and the perpetrator, which, by the way, was exactly what the shooter had written on his guns. He wrote, "Where is your God?" And that was what a lot of people on the right heard when Democrat after Democrat after Democrat came out and said, "Prayers are not enough." Those children were literally praying. They associated the victims of this horrific act pact with their political enemies and ran to the defense of who they thought the killer was and the community they believed he came from, so much so that they wouldn't even identify him as trans because they didn't want to besmirch what they view as a protected category.
Yeah, we don't want to say he's trans because that might suggest all trans people might do this. That is like saying all Muslims are jihadists. That is not true. There was a whistleblower that had started to work at a transgender center, and she makes it clear that I thought maybe, I don't know a lot about it, but maybe I can get in there and I can kind of help these children through their process, which is obviously going to be extremely traumatizing.
Yeah, so I actually participated in medicalizing young people for almost 5 years. And what I saw was that we were harming these kids. They were not getting better. Often their mental health was getting worse. We were tearing apart families. And we also have to recognize that gender ideology tears apart other facets of our social, of our society. It tears at sports and families and safety for women and safety for families and kids. And so the ideology as a whole, to me, just became something that I felt like I was participating in harming the exact same patients that my job was supposed to be to protect, to make them better.
And she realized, I'm not doing any good here. That's a whistleblower who's been inside these centers, saying we're not helping these kids. And, of course, the other thing that came to the forefront immediately yesterday, he had a gun. We need more gun controls. So Mike Spiess is one of the ones who voiced that and said, I know I'm going to get blowback.
Like, you have to be honest and say what will actually work, which is what nobody wants to hear, which is that there are just simply way too many firearms and they're way too accessible. And even if
they're too powerful,
even handguns too. Again, that's why in Australia, it doesn't matter if it's not politically acceptable to say it. I'm not here as a politician or anyone who works in politics. I'm a journalist. Whether or not you like it, the only thing that really works, if you really wanted to bring down gun violence, was to do what Australia did and to do what many other countries in Europe do. I realize I will get so much hate mail over this. People will tell me that I'm a communist and all of these other things, and I'm so terrible, which also only reinforces the point, as I will definitely get, you know, some sort of like
blowback,
not just blowback, but like threatening blowback, which is to say, like, these people, like, who are supposed to be so law abiding are so quick to tell me that, like, you know, I ought to die or whatever else it is.
Well, no one should be writing that kind of message to him. They should be correcting him and saying guns are not the issue. It's in the hands of people that should not have them and got them in some fashion, or that suddenly go off in a different direction. They could just as easily take their car and start killing people. In the meantime, real efforts to stop school shootings and other crimes continue to show that the left would rather crime continue than get Trump any credit for bringing safety to their communities. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller.
Here in Washington, D.C., before President Trump launched the federal law enforcement liberation in D.C., there was a murder on the streets of this town every other day. Body after body after body after body. That was Washington, D.C. Residents were afraid to go to restaurants. They were afraid to go into entire neighborhoods. They were getting carjacked right and left, robbed and beaten. That was Washington, D.C. Now we're 2 weeks homicide free, the safest the city has ever been in its entire history. And the Democrats, instead of jumping up and down and saying, thank you, President Trump, thank you for saving our lives, thank you for saving our cities, thank you for scrubbing away all the graffiti, the trash, the homeless encampments, the druggies, instead of cleaning up the city, instead of thanking him for that, they're saying, President Trump, how dare you save our lives? How dare you save our children? How dare you save our city? The Democrat Party that exists today, it disgusts me. I do not recognize that party.
Many do not. Next up could be Chicago. Trump's already indicated, if you can't get things under control in Chicago, we'll come in there. And already you got residents coming together and saying, we don't need you.
I'm going to say, as a black woman, please,
do not bring yourself or your military to Chicago. We do not need you. We keep us safe.
A group of leaders and community organizations rallied against President Donald Trump's threats to send federal troops and agents here.
I believe that we will win.
Hours after the city first discussed the plan to respond to federal forces, should they be sent.
We do not assist. But at the same time, I want to be clear, we also do not engage in a way where we're obstructing federal agents. We do not interfere with the work that they're doing.
CPD Superintendent Larry Snelling emphasized several times that members of the National Guard do not have arresting authority or policing powers here. Immigration enforcement preparations are already underway, including sending armored vehicles to Chicago in the coming days. While protests are expected, they're asking that residents do not obstruct federal agents or the National Guard while exercising their rights. He said any communication between CPD and the National Guard would be helpful.
We keep our streets safe. No, you don't. No, you don't. And you know it. Former Governor Rod Blagojevich says, I think it would be great for Trump to take action here.
I hope President Trump comes to Chicago and can do in Chicago what he's done in Washington. No murders in Washington in 12 days. In Chicago, 254 people have been murdered in 233 days. You can honestly wake up in the morning and say somebody's going to get murdered today. And you can also say 80% of that, the people murdered will be black, because 80% of the murder victims in Chicago are black. And if this was happening in the neighborhood Pritzker and these white limousine rich liberals live in, he would not only beg Trump to bring the National Guard, he'd scream and shout for the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Air Force. This is hypocrisy with a touch of racism. And it proves that the Democratic Party today, Black Lives Matter only for their votes.
Former Illinois Governor Blagojevich. And Chicago has the same issue many blue cities and states do. And in fact, the Minneapolis police chief is now admitting, we've lost hundreds of officers since 2020. He said, we need more officers, acknowledging basically we don't have enough to properly police and protect our citizens. So it's a good thing the National Guard troops are available if they need them in Minneapolis. Coming up, sending in the National Guard, first response of some is, you're trying to round up black people? Give me a rake. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We believe that the National Guard and the military occupation is the first step into rounding black people up and putting them in detainment camps here in Washington, D.C. and around the United States of America. We believe that.
I would say to the mayor of all these Democrat cities, like Chicago, what you are doing to your own citizens is evil. Subjecting your own citizens to this constant bloodbath and then rejoicing in it is evil. And you should praise God every single day that President Trump is in the White House.
That, of course, Deputy Chief of Staff Miller. And before him, a black D.C. resident saying, we believe what's really at play here, the National Guard is coming in to round up all the black people. Numerous members of the National Guard units in D.C. are black. But they're going to follow orders. That's what you're saying? There you have another scare tactic created by the left. And when Miller says these governors and mayors are making the issue worse, he's right to the point, and not one of them has come out and said, that guy and his remarks are wrong. They're not trying to round up black people and put them in detention camps. That's all it would take for one leftist governor or mayor to take courage and stand up and say, that is not what is happening. But they won't do it. They'd rather let it just continue to spread like a wildfire, and maybe more people will be buying into it. And the bottom line is, we'll end up showing that Trump should not have put National Guard in, because we'll have real violence in the streets, riots, black and whites against each other. The National Guard against American citizens. Is there not one governor of a blue state, not one mayor of a blue city that would stand up and has the gonads to say, the National Guard is not here to round up black people or any minority group? And, of course, yesterday, one of the things they immediately started doing is criticizing prayer, pointing out these kids were shot while they were in the midst of a prayer. What prayer, what value is that? One of those making that kind of statement, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, dismissing calls for additional prayers. And what good did it do these kids? Well, the Minnesota bishop is not being quiet about that. He said the mayor's remarks are, quote, completely asinine. The bishop is using kinder words than I would. And he adds, Catholics don't think that prayer magically protects them from all suffering. Jesus prayed fervently from the cross on which he was dying. But again, Mayor Fry criticized those calling for prayer. Don't say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying in church, and they got killed. And others jumped in to say the same thing. The Minnesota bishop said, "Prayer is the raising of the mind and the heart to God, which strikes me as an altogether appropriate precisely at times of great pain. And prayer by no means stands in contrast to decisive moral action. Prayer is a way for maybe us to find some comfort. It's in the Bible. May God grant you the peace that surpasses all understanding. It's your child that died in that pew, and you're wrestling with it. You're wrestling with your faith. And you need to have a peace that surpasses all understanding. I'm not lecturing you, because I know how hard it would be if it's my child. But that is the ultimate approach. But then you've got governors and mayors who just, they want this kind of violence to continue. And Vice President Vance called them out in the Oval Office the other day.
Look at Governor Pritzker in Illinois, or Governor Newsom in Los Angeles, or Governor Moore in Maryland. They're angrier about the fact that the President of the United States is offering to help them get their crime under control than they are about the fact that murderers are running roughshod over their cities and have been for decades. Why are Democrat governors angrier about federal law enforcement helping clean up their streets than they are about the fact that those streets need to be cleaned up to begin with? It shows a real sickness in the head. And I agree with the President of the United States. I think most Democrats, rank and file, nobody likes crime. Republicans don't like crime. Democrats don't like crime. Independents don't like crime. Why are Democratic governors doing everything in their power to make crime easier to do in their cities? It doesn't make an ounce of sense to me. But, Mr. President, I appreciate you being willing to help. And I hope these governors take you up on the offer, because we should clean up all of America's streets. It's the right of every American to live in safety and comfort in their community."
And jump back to Minnesota, or rather Minneapolis, where I just told you earlier the police chief admits we are 500 short of officers we need. Why did they lose officers? Well, they were defunding. They were not backing them up. And he said many left due to the trauma of everything they had experienced, their family members, the stress of continuing to work in the environment. By the environment, not just crime-ridden, but those who hated police, not appreciating it. Who does want to put on a badge and make yourself an automatic target for vile hate, if not death? Following up on what Vice President Vance was talking about, how the Democrats just seem to want to let all of this break open, Deputy Chief of Staff Miller again.
"Here in Washington, D.C., before President Trump launched the federal law enforcement liberation in D.C., there is a murder on the streets of this town every other day. Body after body after body after body. That was Washington, D.C. Residents were afraid to go to restaurants. They were afraid to go into entire neighborhoods. They were getting carjacked right and left, robbed and beaten. That was Washington, D.C. Now we're 2 weeks homicide free, the safest this city has ever been in its entire history. And the Democrats, instead of jumping up and down and saying, 'Thank you, President Trump. Thank you for saving our lives. Thank you for saving our cities. Thank you for scrubbing away all the graffiti, the trash, the homeless encampments, the druggies,' instead of cleaning up the city, instead of thanking him for that, they're saying, 'President Trump, how dare you save our lives? How dare you save our children? How dare you save our city?' The Democrat Party that exists today, it disgusts me. I do not recognize that party."
Now, Governor Newsom, Democrat of California, says that if Trump really wants to get serious, he needs to send troops to Louisiana and Mississippi. He'd claim back in 2020, the real crime is not in Democrat-run cities. That's an old and familiar statement, but America had a red state murder problem. And he said that, "I look at the stance of Louisiana and Mississippi, And they should be going in there. Well, they might end up doing that. But they're also looking at California, L.A., San Francisco. So look what Newsom is doing. He's trying to jump ahead on the board, basically using the Trump playbook. Governor Newsom. As he said, we're doing everything we can and want. Now, I was going to let you hear this the previous hour, or rather the previous segment, but I wanted to play it here now for him to make it clear to you as to what he wants to happen.
California Governor Gavin Newsom was pressed on whether his most recent efforts to fight crime contradict his criticism of President Trump's troop deployments. Newsom pushed back, saying California is working with local law police to bring crime down. He's deploying what he calls crime suppression teams from California Highway Patrol in areas where high crime is an issue, like San Diego, L.A., and the San Francisco Bay Area. Newsom says they're building on an effort that actually began last year in Bakersfield, San Bernardino, and Oakland. Newsom adding, while the Trump administration undermines cities, California is partnering with them and delivering real results. With these new deployments, we're doubling down on these partnerships to build on progress and keep driving crime down.
Would he?
Democratic governors have a new statement regarding the president's suggestion that he might deploy the National Guard in other cities, saying in part, doing so without the request and consent of that state's governor is an alarming abuse of power, ineffective, and undermines the mission of our service members. This chaotic federal interference in our state's National Guard must come to an end.
See, he's afraid that's going to happen, so now he's starting a surge of the state police throughout his state and pushing more of them into the city to help the cities because he knows what a wreck they are as well. Well, that's good. I applaud him for doing that. The citizens will be safer because they're now more concerned about dealing with crime in California than they have been. Coming up, the latest on Russia, Ukraine, and it is not pretty.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport? And be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more five-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. Means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I had me a girl, taught me those things a young man should know. Down, down on my knees and begging at feet to learn a little bit more. All that woman taught me to pray. I saw heaven every day.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Let's call a spade here. Putin started this war, and he believed that he had an historic and legal claim to it, despite the fact since 1991, Ukraine, by the UN standards and by Russia's standards at the time, is an independent country. Let's get over this nonsense and false narrative that Putin puts out there. The second thing is that he talks peace, and very convincingly. So much so that the special envoy Wyckoff believes he's looking for peace, and our president does as well. They're the people talking to him. We don't have the privilege of seeing those remarks and feeling those remarks, and I think that's important. But they come away from that conclusion. But what does he do? He doesn't make peace. He's refused to go to a ceasefire. Zelensky's accepted a ceasefire 5 months ago. 5 months ago. The entire nation wants to go to a peace agreement. The country wants peace, and so does Zelensky. This is very one-sided in terms of the perpetuation of war.
That's exactly correct. That is four-star retired General Jack King, war analyst for Fox, analyst, I should say, for Fox News. And overnight, Ukraine got hit by one of the second heaviest bombardments from Russia, the second biggest air assault of the Ukraine war, killing more than 20, and also hitting the European Union's headquarters in Kyiv. And they're hitting civilian areas. These are not military targets. This is not going into Gaza and trying to get rid of Hamas, knowing they're hiding in the midst of the civilians and hiding in the shelters. Russia's intent of doing this is to break the will of the Ukrainian people. And one of the more recent surveys shows that, yes, understandably, they're tired of the war. They buried many of their own. Russia has as well. And the Russian people, if they could speak out, are probably tired of the war. But you don't speak out in Russia. But a survey of Ukrainians found when the war began, something like 80% were in favor of, yes, we got to stop Russia, let's go after it. And now we're 2 years plus into this thing. It started February 2014. That's where it began, the Russia-Ukrainian war in the past. This one is reaching a point where it could be looked at that way in history as well. But this war continues to drag out. And the Ukrainian people, in the most recent survey, are admitting we want it to come to an end, the majority. The Russian leader is the one who's stalled any efforts to kickstart any peace talks. Kremlin is continuing to fire directly into Ukraine, blindly killing civilians, and, as I said, even targeting the European Union because they hit the EU office in Kyiv. They know where that building is. That's not an accidental hit. They want to serve notice to the European Union. Of those killed last night, 4 children. 1 girl not yet 3 years old. She was born during the Russian shelling in the fall of 2022. And then they get hit again and she dies. Back to Major Jack King, retired general, I should say. Retired 4-star general on Putin, what he's doing, and why.
Putin is still conducting an offensive operation. He's only taken 1% of the territory in 2 years. Not exactly a military success or a major breakthrough. But what has he also done that he's succeeding at? And that is he's killing civilians, and to include children, to include elderly people on a systemic basis. And he's pounding this country relentlessly, and he's taking 19,000 children away from their parents and put them into Russia. These are bona fide war crimes, and every single day we have an opportunity to identify this thug and this killer for who he really is. We should take the opportunity to do that. I'm not suggesting we don't sit down and talk nice to him in terms of making a deal. We got to do that. But we also got to put the facts on the table for what they really are here and who is perpetuating this war. Putin has come to the conclusion, and let's see it for what it is. He wants to continue the war because he believes that's the best option to achieve his strategic objectives, take control of Ukraine, expand into Europe.
Expand into Europe, the European Union area. General King mentioned something that bears repeating. 19,000 children taken out of Ukraine into Russia. Their parents were killed probably, or they found the kids and killed their parents on the spot, or they found the kids gathered somewhere. But 19,000 that it's known, 19 to 20,000 children who were Ukrainian are now inside Russia. They'll be raised as Russians. The ages range from infant to maybe mid-teens. Zelensky has set a deadline of Monday for Russia to show it is willing to participate in a bilateral summit. This will be another deadline that's going to come and go. I'm sure of it right now. I'd like to believe otherwise. Trump has made it clear that if something's not happening within days, I'm going to be unhappy. Well, that's not going to bother Putin that you're unhappy. Next week, the Kremlin reporting Putin will be a guest at General Xi's military parade and then also attend a summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And he will hold bilateral meetings with other world leaders in China. That would include the Indian prime minister, the Iranian leader, and Turkish president. A meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, not yet confirmed, but also possibility. None of those meetings will move us closer to peace. And John Kennedy, Louisiana senator, is right when he says, basically, we need to see more happen. As all of us are saying, we need something more concrete. The White House has said that repeatedly. Numerous Republican and Democrat representatives. Yes, the U.S. got tired under the Biden administration of just constantly dumping weapons and money into Ukraine without any accountability. That's changed under Trump. We're giving weapons, selling them to the Eastern European nations. They, in turn, get them to Ukraine. And Trump has suggested that the U.S. will be involved in air support, but no boots on the ground. and that should never happen. We should never have any U.S. boots on the ground in this conflict. But it's got to come to an end. I mentioned Senator Kennedy a moment ago. You know, he has an interesting take, as he always does, this time on the National Guard troops going into crime-ridden cities, specifically Chicago. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I'm against crime. I think most Americans are. Unless they happen to be a criminal or they happen to be like a rock, only dumber. It's also a fact that over the last 5 or 10 years, many of our major cities in America are worse. If you measure it in terms of crime and violence and education, poverty, family formation, it's easiest, not easy, but it's easiest of the problems I've just mentioned to deal with crime. And it's working. We've sent in law enforcement officials to Washington. Crime violence is down. I don't understand Governor Pritzker's pushback. He's got a crime problem in Chicago. I mean, even the mafia is leaving Chicago because of the crime.
The mafia leaving Chicago. I don't know if that's a fact, but it makes a good line, doesn't it? But it is correct. You got all these governors and mayors, they want to complain about Trump coming in and trying to take over their streets. Well, you're not controlling your streets. But as I mentioned, Governor Newsom has decided to take the playbook out of Trump's hands as quick as he can and is ramping up his police forces where he can. Trying to show that we don't need your help. We don't need you coming in here. And that is, again, what they're going to continue to try to push. One thing Trump has done on reducing security, that would be he's taken security details away from Vice President, former Vice President Kamala. She's entitled to it because she was a candidate. It could continue, but Trump has decided nobody's going to harm her. Nobody's interested in hurting her. And I will tell you right now, I'm a little concerned about him making this decision because as sure as hell something happens to her, there will be immediate outcries. I don't wish any harm to the woman. You know where you find a cocaine problem that you wouldn't have thought of? And the way it's been located is very strange. Checking the sewage in New England, the Nantucket retreat area, that is very toddy-toddy. I mean, that's high cotton, as we would say in the South. These are the rich of the rich. They had started monitoring sewage in that area back during COVID, trying to see, by testing the water and the sewage, if there were spikes of COVID in the region. Well, they've continued that, and then they began to realize something else. What we're seeing, numerous drugs, nicotine and other items, and in fact, now they're finding a high level of cocaine in the sewage, suggesting, as a fact, the Nantucket Surfside Wastewater Treatment Facility found cocaine levels about 50% higher than the national average. and also some above average levels of fentanyl. They're suggesting on one part it's in the sewage because people who use cocaine, when they go to excrete it, choose your choice of words, into the sewer, it's elevating those numbers. And they're also recognizing if folks have a large stash of cocaine and they think the cops are coming, they're dumping it into the sewer. There you have Nantucket. Waters, rather beautiful beach houses, very expensive on the water. And a lot of cocaine apparently spreading through Nantucket. I don't see anything to show at this point, since it's being caught at the wastewater treatment facility, if it is in turn being released back into the ocean or something. I don't think it probably is, otherwise we'd begin to see fish and other life walking around or flying high, who knows? No, there's no place drugs have not entered our lives. Coming up in our next hour, greenhouse emissions, real or a scam? By the way, what did you learn this hour you didn't know when we started? Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global. named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545, 636-689-0545, or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.